Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome in to yet another edition of the Dining at Disney podcast. Al John here alongside Kristen, our travel guru and foodie expert. She's on deck with yet another awesome Disneyland travel deal. West Coasters, listen up. If you're planning a trip to Disneyland, she's got a deal for you. Kristen, what do we have?
If you are in Southern California and you are a resident, this ticket offer is for you. So you can get Disneyland or a Disney California Adventure Park for as little as $73 per person per day for a limited time. And that's when you are purchasing a 3-day, one park per day, weekday ticket. This ticket is going to be good for visits starting January 9th through May 25th of 2023.
Wow. I like it. I like it a lot. So save big on the West Coast, going to Disneyland, and book your trip with Kristen today. In fact, I had a friend from Chicago from high school that messaged me over Facebook and said, "Hey, we want your wife to help book our next Disney World trip." And I was like, "Heck yeah, let's do it. Let's do it." And of course, I sent them the email. So where can people get their free quote and have you get them started on their best vacation ever?
At themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
Yay! Don't forget, gang, Dining at Disney podcast is brought to you by our good friends at Shure Microphones. Check them out. They've got the Shure MV7 podcast microphone bundle. We've got this plus the stand. It kicks butt. You can get a whole bunch of really cool tones out of this microphone. You can plug it into your PC or your interface. It's got this really cool Shure Plus Motive app, so you can dial in the perfect tone. It works great for Zoom calls, podcasting, content creation, live streams, broadcasting your video game playing wherever. It's pretty awesome. So take it from me, the ex-radio guy and podcaster, we love microphones, and I love this SM7B. Check it out. More at Shure.com, S-H-U-R-E.com, SM7B, or this MV7 podcast microphone. Also, our friends at Framework Studio. I always want to say Gamework Studio. Gator Framework Studio. Stands, accessories for podcasters, content creators, musicians, lighting, AV equipment. They have got you covered. Check them out because we're broadcasting from the Gator Framework Studio at GatorFrameworks.com.
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Dining at Disney podcast.
Another thing about good food, it brings folks together from all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast with your hosts, Kristen Hetzel, Bubba Alvarez, and Kat Arcori.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, and travel expert.
Brought to you in front of a live not-so-studio audience, or not-so-live studio audience. That's what I meant to say. Right? Yes.
Yes.
Al John Go. I'm her co-host tonight, and I am a lifelong Disney, Marvel, Star Wars fan. Love Disney food, love the theme parks, and welcome to the show.
If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit the notification bell.
There you go.
So today we are talking about Disneyland and some foodie events that will be going on there coming up in 2023. The first one is going to be the Lunar New Year celebration.
Hey, wait. Hold on.
Yeah?
We didn't even discuss the Bob Chapek thing.
Oh, we didn't. Not on this.
No. No.
Well, let me finish mentioning what we're going to be talking about.
Okay, go ahead.
Lunar New Year celebration, and then also the Disney California Food and Wine Festival. So those events taking place in 2023 is what we're going to be talking about today.
Awesome.
Yes, Bob Paycheck.
So we had taken a week off from dining at Disney as well as the Disney list, but I did do a show for Skull Rock Podcast with Dave Bossard, of course.
We did a show on the day.
That's right. We did a show on the day.
Because it's been,
and we did talk about it. Not on this
little
show.
Over, a little over a week and a half.
So for the listeners, what are you thinking about the whole Bob Chapek out,
Yay!
Bob Iger back? Yeah.
I am very glad to see that Bob Chapek is out. Not happy with the changes that were made under him, or the way that he just presented himself to the public. Mm-hmm. He just seemed like, you know, his theme song should be money, money, money. Mm-hmm. You know, he just, he didn't seem to care about the guests.
He was more of a money guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's,
for sure.
That's how he came off, came across to me.
You know, Dave liked him because he worked at Disney Home Video and Home Entertainment, I think, for a long time and worked with Dave.
Well, and he could be a great guy. We've never met him.
Right. Yeah, we never met him, but you know, it is interesting to see them pull that, the kind of situation where you clean your office in the middle of the night, or they send people over to get you out and revoke your key card and be off with you and your exit package, which is like $20 million or whatever it is, you know. But
mention a meme that I saw.
Oh, okay. You have a meme?
Yes. And it fit very well for him.
Oh, okay.
It was going back.
Okay.
It has a picture of him and it says, "Would you announce layoffs but didn't notice your name was on the list?"
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I'm glad he's gone. It'll be interesting to see what Bob Iger does in the 2 years. I sure hope he finds somebody who is well suited for the job, does what's in the interest, of course, of the stockholders, because now you got to make those people happy. But remembers that stockholders only are going to make the money if the guests come in the gate. Mm-hmm. And if you're not taking care of them and treating them like guests, then, you know, you're not going to have the money coming in.
Michael Eisner did a post on Twitter. Did you read this?
I did.
Yeah. So Michael Eisner, the former CEO of the Walt Disney Company before Bob Iger, and Bob actually worked under Michael Eisner for many years, had said, "Congratulations to Bob Iger for 15 amazing years of the CEO, for protecting the brand. And he's still on, and he still had his hand on creative rudder for almost 2 years. This is it, right? This is the, yeah, and November 21st. So yeah, it says, "Fantastic job protecting the Disney brand and expanding the breadth of the overall company and orchestrating super growth. And he still has his hand on the creative rudder for almost 2 more years. So, welcome back to Disney, Bob Iger."
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing if he changes the things that we have all complained about, that you can click on any like annual pass holder group on Facebook and see the same complaints, or complaints from guests who go maybe once every 5 years. Mm-hmm. About how the pricing for Genie Plus and different things that they're, you know, not thrilled with. And some people have decided that No, Disney is no longer the park that cares about them. And so they'll save a little bit of money on their annual pass and head over and visit Harry Potter and, you know, become a Universal pass holder, which Universal is growing. They keep adding more hotels. You know, not too long ago, a few years ago, they added the water park, and then they're going to be adding a third gate. So, you know, I mean, they got to keep their eye on them. They could be a major competitor.
Welcome to the show, Kat.
Hello. Sorry I'm late.
Hey, no, I'm glad you made it. We're just, I'm glad you made it because Kristen and I are talking about the Bob Chapek ousting and the Bob Iger returning.
Oh, my favorite topic.
Yeah, seemingly. I mean, I joked about it on Skull Rock Podcast this week. I said, Dave, have you heard any good stories lately? And of course, when that happened, his phone was blowing up. And literally, as he was watching the Elton John concert, he put on Facebook, he goes, this is not a joke. This is real.
Yes. Apparently, Bob Iger's wife supposedly was happy that he decided to do this because she didn't want him to consider running or president in 2024.
Right. Well, he definitely could have. I mean, we all know Bob Iger.
No, that whole sentence just made me like have an eye twitch. But yeah, no, Oh my God. Well, I was joking. I've been joking since this news came out that like nobody knows what I do for a living, but everybody knows about Bob Iger. So I've been getting phone calls. Everyone can suddenly talk to me about what I do for a living. Oh my God, look at the thing. And I'm like, yeah, sure, great. Okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's been a very interesting week. Change will probably come sooner than later, but you have to remember that change comes slowly when it comes to such a juggernaut as the Walt Disney Company. You just can't turn on a dime. There's a lot of people that are there, you know, that worry about their jobs and their positions. And we'd never like it when people lose their jobs. But I can tell you that it's nice that they have instituted a hiring freeze, or maybe just an overall freeze, as they reevaluate things, which means people can maybe rest easy for the holidays. And only time will tell, but it seems like he's very communicative. He's had that town hall this week with his employees, with the Disney company, huge town hall. And, you know, Kat, now we just need to get your take on everything.
I, for one, and I never say this, so, you know, if it happens again, I'll probably get struck by lightning, but I didn't see this coming. I didn't. I probably should have, but I didn't see this coming. And I'm interested to see, I don't know if you guys already talked about this, but I'm interested to see how it affects the move to Lake Nona. Mm-hmm. If that move to Lake Nona is still going to happen.
Probably won't. But...
And what that move will look like. This is one of those situations, I think, where it's, do you remain the hero long enough to see yourself become the villain? Mm-hmm. And you know, it doesn't affect my paycheck at this point, thank goodness, knock on wood. Mm-hmm. But I'm very interested to see how it affects other people. Mm-hmm.
You're right. Well,
yeah,
keep in mind that Bob Iger could have, maybe if he had stayed on, he would have stayed on, quote unquote, long enough to see himself as the villain, because he overpaid for Fox big time. A lot of those distribution networks that he supposedly had negotiated didn't come through for whatever reason, for Disney and Disney Plus to get international distribution in other markets. Mm-hmm. Sky Network comes to mind when it comes to that. NBA experience over there at Disney Springs was a disaster, you know, based on him, because of his love for the NBA and wanting to own a sports team. There was, you know, a lot of doubling down on streaming and and probably not enough emphasis on really good storytelling. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, great storytelling, because it was good storytelling, but not necessarily great storytelling, in an effort to really throttle the Disney Plus thing, which was going to be, I think, his legacy, really, you know, because that was a big step forward in terms of technology, which Disney, ever since the whole move with Verizon and Apple and different things like that, have been really trying to get their foothold in into the technology realm. But, you know, Kat being the, you know, Disney, you know, business and savvy film personality that you are, you know, he's not a perfect person, and he may not be the savior, but he might be a really good person to kind of shepherd the new era of Disney with finding an apparent, an heir apparent, right?
Yeah. I'm interested in who he's going to be, you know, molding into that role. I know a lot of people don't like Josh D'Amaro. I don't think it's going to be Josh D'Amaro. I think it's going to be somebody different. I think it's going to be a person of color, and it wouldn't surprise me if it was a woman. But
that's what you said. He thought it was going to be a woman.
I thought it was going to be a woman.
Yeah, optically, I think that's what makes sense.
Is I want whoever it is to be likable. Like Kathleen Kennedy, she's another unlikable person. It's just the way she carries herself. I
love Kathleen.
I just don't like her. She just comes off bad to me.
She is a very, what's the word I'm looking for, Kat?
Polarizing
individual.
Sure, she's polarizing. I think Kathleen is very, she has an aggressive presence, because she came up in a world dominated by like the good old boys club. She had to be the dragon lady. And from one dragon lady to another.
Oh, hello. I get it.
I appreciate that about her for sure.
You know, I get that, you know, I totally understand it. I think if I was to look at, you know, the leadership as it falls today, Dana Walden, chairman of the entertainment content for the company, is supremely likable in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And if you've seen her out in public, she has a creative vibe. She is very well spoken. She knows about the movie business and the entertainment industry. I think she would possibly be my first pick if I had to do it. But then again, I am not the CEO, but I tell you what I did ask Dave Bossert this week on Skull Rock Podcast. I literally just pivoted and say, Dave, if you're in charge, if you're the CEO, what are the first three things you'd do? And tune into the show to find out, because it's pretty cool. But, you know, there are so many little things I think that would help kind of get things going in the right direction. So I feel like after New Year's, we're going to see some really cool things bubbling up, surrounding himself with the best and the greatest, and knowing that he hopefully, as I'm sure he has, learned from his mistakes from exiting the company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, man, you gotta utilize that Fox catalog.
For sure. It's so underused. It's so underused.
You bought it, use it, you know? I mean, why isn't there a Fox tile on Disney Plus? Can you tell me that?
There should be. I mean,
it should be. Right?
I mean, if they're going to use Hulu for that, then fine. But like, even on Hulu, it's not. The content on Hulu is not. It's high. Blah, blah, blah. Take two. Mm-hmm. It's not as high status as it could be. There's thousands of movies that could be on Hulu that aren't.
I think people feel secure. Okay. And maybe we can dial this back after this, but there's so many people that like the fact that content is there whenever they want it.
Mm-hmm.
And by putting Vault stuff on a tile, by putting Fox stuff on a tile. It makes you feel that you've invested wisely. You've chosen wisely after all the different things that are, because we renewed Peacock. We've got Peacock. And let me tell you something. There ain't anything on there that is very compelling to watch.
No, no.
And, you know, and what is compelling to watch on Peacock is everything Universal movies, you know, prior to like the year 2010. Right. Right. I mean,
absolutely.
Really, all the classics are there. And that's I feel like that is Disney's strong suit right now. They have so much vault stuff. They own so many pieces of content from so many different studios over time that they own the rights and distribution to. Unlock it. Unlock the beast and tell people ours is the biggest and baddest media streaming service out there. No one else has the variety. No one else has the characters or the stories. So unlock the beast, unlock the vault, and let people go. It's like Bell's Library, right? Mm-hmm. You know, look mm-hmm. at Bell's Library, or now it's, you know, it was Beast Library. Look at the library.
I would rather them add little things like that that make it like bring things a little bit more in narrowed.
A curated
It makes it a little bit easier for you to find mm-hmm. what it is you're looking for instead of scrolling through, you know, 50 different sub things underneath it when it's like,
it's clunky.
Why not? Yeah.
It's clunky. It's hard to find specific classic Marvel content, like animated content. It's hard to find.
Absolutely.
I would be happy to do that for them. I mean, I can't do the technical work part, but I can totally do the organization part, you know?
Draw us a bubble diagram there, Kristen.
Come exactly. See, we'll I can, yep, yeah. That's all me, organization.
It first starts in Excel, y'all. It first starts in Excel. Import back, that beast.
Back before these, like the home edit, and those people were around.
Does it spark joy?
Putting their stuff, yeah, putting their stuff organized in rainbow color. I was there many, many years before anybody ever heard of them putting my stuff in rainbow colors.
I love it.
Kondo is an angel. But anyway, hey, mark my words, Dana Walden. Let's see where she goes.
I love it.
Dude, man, I want to see her face.
Right here, Dana Walden, leadership.
Okay,
company.
It's a little, there we go. Is. That's
Chairman
I mean.
Disney General Entertainment Content, the Walt Disney Company. Dana is the chairman of the DGE, overseeing creation of original entertainment news programming for the company's streaming platforms, Disney Plus, Hulu, Star, broadcast cable networks. It's responsible for extensive portfolio brands, including ABC, ABC News, Disney branded television, Freeform.
She has a likable face.
Well, yeah. And you've seen her at like D23 and things. She's very smart, and she is cut from the same style of cloth that Bob Iger, because that literally reads like Bob Iger's resume prior to him being there, because he did.
She looks very, 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 you know, upper management looking, like the way that she's positioned in her photo. But
you know
okay. she has a likable smile. Like she seems like trustworthy. There we go. That's the word I'm looking for.
You know who I don't see being the CEO of the company?
Who?
Christine M. McCarthy.
No, sir. No.
She's a financial scary officer. Looking lady.
No. And she makes dumb comments.
She just looks
at the numbers.
She
makes
Dana's a good candidate. Dana's a good candidate. I think Ayo's a good candidate. Ayo Davis.
Yep.
I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens.
We will see. I can't wait. You see, so you've heard it here first. Everyone puts their hot take in. I don't believe Josh D'Amaro is going to make it, because I think they've tried putting Parks people in charge, and it didn't work out well this past time. And others have kind of moved on. So I don't think that's going to happen.
No, and I don't know if you talked about this, but Iger is legacy ABC television background. That's where he came from. 100%. Started in the 90s. On ABC and crawled up the ranks through ABC, and is a television guy by trade. So seeing someone from branded content or Dana, or I think that's the right for the future of entertainment is digital, I think we're going to see somebody from that pathway for sure.
That's the path. You're right. I mean, that is the path. And that's the path to the company's success is making sure filmmakers feel that they are allowed to create, that Pixar is allowed to not dilute themselves, that they're able to make Star Wars films and capitalize on that properly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, once again, just, I mean, everything that I've said here, the dilution of Pixar, the fact that Star Wars has been regulated to a streaming content, you know, brand, and like, there's so much mishandling there of those franchises. So we'll see.
There is one thing I can think of other than things I've previously mentioned that I'd like to see changed, but I'd like to see them remove the term friends. Welcome, friends. And go back to guests.
I want to be a guest.
I don't want to be your friend. And on top of that, I don't want to be your friend. If I'm your friend, that means I can like go and grab a glass out of the cabinet in your house. I can go get the water myself. Whereas if I'm a guest, you're like, here, sit down. What would you like to drink? Let me bring it to you. I want to be a guest. I don't want to be a friend.
I understand.
I get it.
Totally understand. And you come to it from a restaurateur background.
Well, retail management too.
And retail.
So management. Yeah,
I get it. Like there's so many just little things, but hey, those were our hot takes. I can't wait for more.
Wow. That's the longest intro to a show.
Well, you know, we had to get that out of the way. That's a big chunk of, you know, the discussion, is it not?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Lunar New Year, Kristen and Kat.
Yay.
Okay.
Okay, wait. Before we talk about Lunar New Year, because Lunar New Year is important, I did something that I don't normally tend to do. And I went to Disneyland on Tuesday night.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah, I worked from home. And then my friend JM was like, you want to go to Disneyland? And I was like, yes. So I got a reservation and we just went at like 4:00. It was a horrible drive. I don't recommend it for anyone. But I got pork belly adobo.
Oh, oh nice.
And it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was so good. It was so good. And then
Kat, you should have posted a picture on Instagram.
Oh my God. I'm gonna post a picture because I also got the holiday Dole Whip.
Ooh.
The like green and red swirl. Hmm. Which was amazing also. So good. And I was like, if we go to Disneyland, I only want to do one thing. And it was see the M'Baku show at California Adventure.
Of course.
And it was incredible.
Yeah.
The guy playing M'Baku was like, oh, he was so good. And he had all these little kids up there with him and everybody was into it.
Oh, I love it.
It was
so
fun. And I'm not going to get up and get it because I'm lazy and I've had a long day. But they have Black Panther sippers. Did you guys talk about Black Panther sippers while I was away?
The Shuri gauntlet?
No.
What?
No. So you remember when they first opened, they had the big Pim Pingu Dose can?
Yeah.
Well, now they have a Black Panther Coca-Cola big can.
What?
Nice.
And it's adorable. And I saw it. My friend went to get a drink and he came back and I was like clutching this thing like a child with a teddy bear. And it's so cool. I'll put a picture of it on Instagram, but it's so cool. It's like a black Coca-Cola can and it's got the Coca-Cola label on one side in regular English. And on the other side, it has it in Zosi in Wakandan font.
Nice.
And it's beautiful. I was like, I have to have this.
I should be wearing my Kevin Feige collection, Black Panther limited edition cap.
Yes.
That's downstairs. So I'm going to wear my limited edition Kevin Feige 10-year hat.
There you go.
There you go. Oh my gosh, it's all crooked. There you go.
Yes. But yes, we went to Disneyland. I got pork belly adobo. We got to see mostly kosher, which was like the best thing ever.
Cool.
And it was great. It was wonderful. It was not crowded at all. And I finally got to eat some holiday things, which I was so depressed about not getting to try holiday food this year. And then pork belly adobo happened. And now Christmas is over because you can't get better than this.
That's awesome. You see, I'm glad you finally were able to get out there and do the whole holiday thing.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
So let me ask you this. So you saw the M'Baku Show, which, by the way, is great, Kristen, if you haven't seen it. I love it. Anytime the Dora Milaje come out or M'Baku comes out to do that spiel that they do when they involve all the families and they do the whole Wakanda Forever and the whole, you know, piece to Black Panther and all that, that's super cool. But did you see Shuri there?
No, when we got there, it was too late. She had already been done for the day by the time we got there. So we just got to see M'Baku. No Dora, just M'Baku, but it was worth it. He was great. He was wonderful. And the little kids that were up there with him were so cute.
Yeah.
And the gentleman who was playing M'Baku was an excellent actor and an excellent improver. And he was just going to town. He was wonderful.
Yeah. They have some really great Avengers actors over there, for sure.
Yes,
I love it. Yeah, 100%. Okay.
Yes.
You have to, though, being in California. You have got to have good actors in your park, you know?
You would hope.
Touch and go, man. Touch and go.
I do like the actress that plays Wanda and the actor that plays Stephen Strange, like Doctor Strange. He seemed to be pretty good, at least the ones I've seen.
I wonder which Strange you're talking about, because I have a friend that plays. I have a friend that's friends with Doctor Strange, and I have two friends who are friends with Star Lord, who I call Star Fart, and I have a friend who's friends with Hawkeye in the Christmas show.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah,
nice.
And I have a couple of friends who play Black Widow, and a couple of friends who are friends with Kate Bishop. So there's some good there, and I think I have a friend of a friend who is friends with Spider-Man too. So
nice.
I can say friend like 11 more times on this show if you guys want.
Friend.
My friend again.
I'm cool with the Kate Bishop.
What is the word of the day?
Yeah.
I think, yeah. Ooh, I can't wait, man. There's so many. Hey, by the way, Indiana Jones trailer is dope. Check it out.
Dude, that's the same one they showed at D23. It's really good.
Oh, it's so dope.
I got spoiled today for Ant-Man and the Wasp, even though I've already seen that footage.
Yeah.
Do not look at the Funko list of pops. If you're listening to this and you don't want to be spoiled for Ant-Man and the Wasp, do not look at the list of Funko pops.
I already know.
Ugh, I was pissed.
I'm not. It doesn't surprise me. It'll surprise Kristen.
It wouldn't have surprised me on February 23rd or whatever day it comes out, but it's December.
But I'm used to being spoiled because all the toys come out like, you know, 3-4 months before the actual movie comes out. So it doesn't surprise me because I am a Lego member. You know, I've got the Lego app, and even though I don't buy Legos, I always look at them.
Of course.
You know. So I'm just like looking through. It's like
vigilant.
It's like Hasbro Pulse. Like, I've got it on the app because I always think I'm going to make a figure with, you know, a selfie figure with my face on a stormtrooper or something. But no, haven't done it yet. But, you know, you see all the toys.
Someday.
Well, no, yeah, one.
I almost bought a Belle Funko Pop today.
A Funko Pop?
Yeah.
The sparkly one?
They had it at TJ Maxx.
Which was it, the Christmas one or the sparkly one?
No, it's her in the like her everyday dress.
Cute.
I should have bought it because you've got.
I got Beast
sitting back here.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Unfortunately, he has to hang out with Maleficent.
Yeah, that's fine. Maleficent's cool. I'm down with that. I'm down with some Angelina Jolie Maleficent. I'm down with that.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Okay, so can we, okay, 30 minutes in, let's get into some food.
Let's talk about food.
Lunar New Year celebration is going to be taking place January 20th through February 15th. So you have a little bit less than a month. And then at Disney California Food and Wine Festival will be taking place March 3rd through April 25th.
That's exciting.
Yes.
I love Lunar New Year, not just because I'm part Chinese, but just because it's awesome.
It's the best.
But let's talk about some of the the food. And by the way, it will be the year of the rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Like it. So
what was last year?
Tiger, right?
Yes.
Okay. You're a tiger, right?
I am tiger.
I'm a rabbit.
Rabbit.
I think I'm a dragon.
Are you dragon?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, we were going to talk about the food.
Is the food not there? No.
Just a list of the what the booths are going to be called, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, they have two new ones.
Well, I can just read some of this. Yeah. Or yeah. Kat, you got it.
Yeah. Somebody,
whatever you want.
Go ahead, Kat. Go for it.
Okay. They're adding two booths this year, Bamboo Blessings and Wrapped with Love, which I am going to take a wild stab at and say maybe we'll see some more dumplings or some spring rolls or maybe a banana leaf filled with rice and delicious things. Mm-hmm. They are also going to be returning Lucky Eight Lantern, Prosperity Ballon Buns, Red Spice Traders, and Longevity Noodle Co. Of course, if
their noodles are going to be similar to the ones that they did for the noodle station at Food and Wine Festival over at Walt Disney World, because those noodles, we went to that noodle, the I can't remember the exact name of it, but it was so good. Like I was very impressed with
the transparent rice noodles. It was the pho, right?
They had pho.
Okay,
pho and udon, I think too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure at the Noodle Co. last year they did like the garlic noodle and something else, and they were both just okay.
You know what I like about this is that they have that sip and savor pass.
Exactly. I'm just gonna say that
you can get six of the food and I just licked my mic. That's not good. Non-alcoholic beverage sections from participating marketplaces and dining locations. That's great. I mean, it's value and convenience.
Well, hopefully your mic isn't furry.
Oh, no, it's not furry.
Okay, that's good. It's just Loki just gets fur on mine. Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. I wonder if they're going to have any food inspired by Turning Red.
Oh.
Because I don't know if you know this, Kat. But this household has been turning red for the past month.
Oh,
our daughter, our daughter, May. So our little daughter has literally gone turning red crazy. And son, they both are. They both love turning red.
She watched the one morning. She caught the second half of what she was watching before dinner the night before. Mm-hmm. That stops, and then she's like, "Mommy, I want to watch Red Panda again." And I was like, "Okay,
I love it."
Turned it on. Hilarious. Then she, when it's over, she goes, "I want to watch again." I said, "We are not watching that movie three times today. No, no, Mommy is done. You need to pick something else you want to watch."
It is hilarious though, but you know what's more hilarious than that is them actually singing songs from that from Fort.
Our town.
It is hilarious.
Even so good. Even Jack Chuck will go, oh my.
Yeah, he does that. I know.
Amazing.
They're literally doing all the songs. So it is catchy though. I find myself singing that to myself and I feel like purgatory every time I do. That's like just literally heard this song again.
But the problem is those songs, they get stuck in your head and then you wake up the next morning and you're singing in your head. And you're like, no, I want it to go away.
So, well, I wonder about the turning red inspired food, but they should do it because we know that Mr. Lee is an amazing cook.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
So, I think that's about it for that. But another thing that really is exciting is one of Kat's favorite events, Disney California Adventures Food and Wine Festival, happening March 3rd through April 25th. 12 festival marketplaces and a bunch of awesome food, as well as a sip and savor pass that I mentioned earlier. So,
they're going to have creative cocktails,
mm-hmm.
beer, wine, and tasty non-alcoholic beverages.
Yes. And, I guess they're going to be featured there not only at the DCA Park, but also at Downtown Disney and the Disneyland Resort, which is awesome. Kat, you like the entertainment there too, don't you?
Always. And honestly, Jammin' Chefs with Chip and Dale is like the cutest show ever. So good. But Jammin' Chefs with Chip and Dale, Chef Goofy, and of course the Alice's Wonderland Bakery Unbirthday Party are also going to be back, which is great. Minnie's in that one. We love Minnie. Palisade Stage and Paradise Gardens Bandstand. So there'll be two locations. Palisade Stage is the one by Monsters, Inc. Am I wrong?
I think you're right.
I think so.
Okay. So yeah, that little area where usually Minnie's show is, and then the other one where the Jammin' Chefs, and they'll have bands and stuff over there. And then, of course, culinary demonstrations are the best thing about this time of year. They have chefs come in on the weekend and do demonstrations and artist events. What?
And they're free.
Yeah. And they do crafts, all sorts of things. And then, you know, if you're really into it, they'll do the seminars, the mixology seminars and the grand tasting of the Disneyland Hotel, Carthay Circle Winemakers Reception. All sorts of things are happening. And then, wait, there's more. It can also cut a tin can. Soarin' Over California is coming back for the festival.
That's cool that they bring it back for that.
I like it. I mean, you know, I love Soarin' Over the World. I think it's really fun. But Soarin' Over California is so iconic.
That is, to me, Soarin'. Sorry, yeah. Soarin' Over the World. It's not as cool as Soarin' Over California. I don't know. Maybe I'm just nostalgic for the old Soarin', but the music, to me...
The music was better.
Is better. Sorry, Michael Giacchino. I know you did great work, but... Yeah, Soarin' Over California music is just the bomb. Yeah.
But I think that has a lot of nostalgia to it too, when it comes to why we like that better. It's just like, you know, we like the old Epcot entry music.
Oh my gosh. You know, yes.
Just the music that's like playing in the background that most people really don't pay attention to.
But we play ad nauseum on Sorcerer Radio. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
We know what we're about.
Exactly. We're all about 80s synthesizers and really blippity bloppity bloopity bass lines.
Yes. All I can say is I am just so glad that the camera sign at Epcot, they moved it past 1983 and it's not the brown, orange, and yellow.
I was going to say it looks like old Taco Bell colors. This is the original.
Exactly. And so it was so 80s. And they changed the gift shop on the other side signage to be more current, but they left the other one there for years, just like looking really just sad and forgotten about. Oh, so anymore. I was glad when we went that we did see that was changed. I was like, yes, finally, current signage.
Well, anyway, that's good. Any closing thoughts on any of these returning awesome events? Because pretty dope.
They will have, I have the hardest time with this mouse. Additional bookable signature events will be coming back as well, where you can expand your knowledge on wine, beer, and spirits. So that'll be cool. And then they're going to do some events over at Carthay Circle Winemakers Reception. There's also going to be a Trader Sam's Mixology Seminars and GCH Craftsman's Grill Mixology Seminars, as well as Grand Tasting Event at Disneyland Hotel.
All right. Mm-hmm. A lot of cool events.
We don't know when these events are going to be available for booking, but when we find out, we will let you know.
When that window opens, you better act fast.
Yes.
They're always sold out. So, okie dokie.
We'll have a Disney Eats foodie guide whenever that comes out, too.
Always.
Forever. One for each day of the week.
You know, I like the ones for the events like this, but man, for Christmas, they just got a little too carried away. I mean, it got to the point where we just had to stop talking about him because I was like, we're going to start having nightmares of Christmas.
Seriously.
Too late. Too late. Anyway, right? Awesome. All right. It's your favorite music bed, y'all.
Are we going to dance?
Sure. Why not? Okay.
Well, we hope you enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. Those of you that would like to support the show, you can do that a few different ways. You can do that by donating to us on Anchor for as little as 99 cents a month. And those of you that do support us there, we appreciate you so much. Thank you. As well as those of you who want to shop, we have links on diningatdisney.com. There's Amazon and the Disney store for all of your shopping needs. And then Garden Grocer, and there's going to be Kingdom Strollers there for you as well.
Love it. Hey, don't forget to follow Kristen at Dining at Disney on Instagram. We also have the awesome Dining at Disney Facebook group and Facebook page. So please check out those pages. You can follow me on social, on Instagram, best place, AljohnGo. Then you can also check out all of the great stuff there on the show archives, because we have shows dating nearly 10 years. Do we not? Something like that. We have a lot. How long has Dining with Disney been going? We have a lot of shows.
Mate, I don't remember if we started the podcast in 2013 or 2014.
Yeah, we have like maybe 8 to 10 years worth of content on there. So not that you want to go back that far, but you could if you wanted to at diningatdisney.com. And don't forget, for all of your Disney, Universal, and cruise travel needs, because you want to go on vacation, and why not? Let Kristen save you time and money. Email her for that free quote today, themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
You can find me on Instagram at Catastrophe, at CAT_ASTROPHE. If you enjoy this podcast, and we hope you do, check out our friends' podcast, The Disney List, Skull Rock Podcast with Dave Bosser, which you mentioned a little earlier, and my little podcast, Eat the Pictures. Don't forget to join our Facebook group, as Aljon said, and check out our friends, The Disney Dorks and The Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. Until next time, I have been Kat, that has been Kristen, and Aljon. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.
And looky there.